Wicked Fix by Sarah Graves. Read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1.
I don't see why Reuben Tate had to come back to town at all, Ellie White complained, digging into her lobster tortilla. We were at La Sardina, Eastport's Mexican restaurant. The menu was south of the border with a down east Maine twist, thus the lobster. But the atmosphere was all laid-back Key West. Strings of tiny, twinkling colored lights framed the tall front windows. White gauze beach umbrellas slanted over the old wooden tables, and potted plants grown to enormous sizes lent a tropical flavor. Palm, spathiphyllum, a flowering bougainvillea like a tree full of purple butterflies. With her tortilla, Ellie was having a tomato and mesclun salad with blue cheese dressing and a Dos Equis.
And I don't see, she added, why he had to come now.
Beside me, my son Sam went on attacking his combination plate.
You could strip varnish with this hot sauce, he remarked appreciatively.
At 17, Sam thought flaming coals weren't quite hot enough unless you doused them in Tabasco.
Reuben's like a bad rash, Ellie's husband, George Valentine, said. He comes back.
He cut a slice off his well-done ribeye steak. To George, the French fry is about as foreign as food needs to get, with the possible exception of the English muffin.
The trick, he added, is getting rid of him again. But this time I hear he means to stay.
At which my friends all sighed sorrowfully. Reuben Tate was the sly, grinning worm in the apple of their happiness that autumn, and it seemed unfair just when everything else in town was looking up.